Well, pandemic, you know, different people look at it, you know, different ways. But pandemic, you know, from a World Health Organization, is something that they are very careful on. But basically, it is a outbreak of a disease that goes over basically the whole world, is what they're basically saying. It's an epidemic of a disease that spreads across not only a large region, but multiple continents, and it can even go worldwide.
We have also seen today word that 70% of the people who came down with coronavirus in China have now recovered. I would think that would have to be a positive sign overall.
Absolutely. I think it is a positive sign. And Chris, I saw something the other day that came from the World Health Organization, and it showed if you look at the people, unfortunately, who have expired because of this virus, the majority are older people, as you know, that have some type of chronic illness or some type of comorbidity, but essentially most of the deaths have occurred in people age 50 and older, which is very serious and very troubling, but at least it shows that most of the young people can survive this.
Aside from this presumptive positive case reported today in Collin County, we had heard last week that there was a group under observation here in North Texas. Has there been any update on those people?
No update to my knowledge. I know there have been people under observation, but to my knowledge, everyone is still just under observation.
We'll take that as good news as well. And I was in several stores over the weekend. You cannot find hand sanitizer. You cannot find disinfectant wipes. I'm guessing that's sort of a positive for the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we're being so cautious when it comes to this situation.
Well, I think it is good that people are being cautious. And as we've said before, please get your flu shot. Please wash your hands with soap and water. Please follow good health habits. Use hand sanitizer. I think, one, it's a good sign if people are following good health habits. But also, Chris, let's hope people are not in the panic mode, because we don't need to panic. We just need to work through this in a very, very cooperative, sensible way.